You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KWS, and D.R. Wagner is here in the studio. As I mentioned earlier, D.R. Wagner has authored more than 20 books of poetry and letters and has produced over 50 magazines and chapbooks. One of his most recent releases is A Limited Means of Expression, published by Rattlesnake Press. He's also published recently 97 poems from Cold River Press. He was the founder and editor at Press Today, Niagara, and Runcible Spoons, and had worked with a number of published poets that were giants of 20th century poetry, including D.A. Levy. Is it Levy? D.A. Levy, Kenneth Rexroth, Allen Ginsberg, and Jim Morrison. In addition to his literary career, D.R. Wagner is a singer-songwriter, a musician, a visual artist of work that's won international awards and has appeared all over the world. He's taught design here at the University of California at Davis for the last 20 years, and I'm proud to call him my colleague among the UC Davis faculty. D.R. Wagner, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you here. And I'm really excited about your reading tomorrow evening at the John Natsoulis Gallery. And you must feel very comfortable giving a poetry reading in an art gallery. You spent some time there. You've seen your names on the walls and the marquees of art galleries here and there.
I have indeed. In fact, John Natsoulis used to represent me with my visual art for a number of years.
Excellent. And I'm teaching a class this quarter called Writing Across Media, where I tell my students that all of them have to take on the role of being a creative professional for the entire quarter, at least when they're in my presence. And it seems to me that you are working across media all the time with your visual work, with your poetry, with your music. I'm wondering to what extent there is cross-pollination between and among all the different disciplines and fields and genres of creative expression in which you work.
Well, I think it has to happen that way for me. I'll sometimes start writing and realize that I shouldn't be writing. I should be working on something that's more visual.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll have finished a visual piece and I'll start to work on a title, and about 10 minutes into it, I realize it's a poem. So I get confused, too. I have to sort out all those signals that are coming in, and I love that aspect of working with it, though.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about your working space, because you do visual work, you do musical work. I don't know if you do recordings at home. I don't know if you have pen and paper or if you're working on a laptop, if you ever write poems right there on Facebook. What are the different tools and procedures that work best for you?
Oh, boy, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Music mostly at home, although I work with Michael Madden, a wonderful musician up in Auburn,
mm-hmm.
and we work in his studio often. He has a wonderful studio. He taught for many, many years up in Auburn at the high school there, and invested all his money in a studio. And so we were able to go up there and really work out. I can write there with him because I've known him long enough. As far as writing goes, I carry a Moleskine notebook around with me all the time, and I do like to write in longhand, but I have to get it typed up and put in the computer within about 24 hours, or I won't be able to read it any longer. My mother says, it's terrible. Why do you write anything anymore?
Right. So do you mean because your handwriting is so illegible that it's difficult to figure out what it was you wrote even 12, 15 hours earlier?
Yes, I'm saying that. I'm confessing to that right now. It's terrible. But sometimes it makes it more interesting. If I might have to guess again at a word that I was trying to write.
Sure. And of course, as a poet, you know, one of our jobs is to come up with fresh imagery. And so if you happen to think something that's not fresh, but through your inscrutable handwriting, it turns out that you're saying something quite surprising. You know, often that might be better.
You're too kind, Dr. Andy.
Yeah, yeah. D.R. Wagner is my guest, and we're talking about poetry and other means of expression. He's giving a poetry reading tomorrow evening at the John Natsoulis Gallery at 521 First Street. And he'll be reading in part from some of his 2012 publications, 97 poems from Cold River Press, which has a gorgeous and engaging cover, and then also the book Limited Means of Expression. How is it that you're publishing so much in the last, say, 6 months?
It's just fortuitous. I have three books coming out within 6 months that have been in the pipeline for about 3 years.
Right.
And they all seem to be falling in row one right after the other. And I just got asked to do another one from a press in Cleveland last week. So I feel very, very blessed.
That's terrific. And so the readers are demanding more. And so you've got to keep turning to that Moleskine notebook, jotting a few things down, and then rushing to the computer to to get them out to your readers and so as not to forget what you had written.
That's a correct visual. Plus, every Saturday, I publish in a blog called Medusa's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And she wants me to have work every Saturday, so that I kind of like that because it keeps me on my toes, and I never know who's going to appear in the out of the end of the pen.
Sure. So it's almost like having the work ethic of a newspaperman, but with a focus on creativity and surprise and rich imagery and all of that.
Hear, hear.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a poem from D.R. Wagner, a teaser for this event tomorrow night. Then after a quick and experimental jazz musical break, we're going to hear from some folks who are here in the studio, including Kudis Onakeku and Marianne Brooks. And Kudis Onakeku is our Granada artist in residence. And they are representing some events that are coming up soon. Flash, which is a new choreography at the main theater building here at UC Davis, starting this weekend and also the following weekend. But for right now, let's hear a poem from D.R. Wagner. Which book do you have in your hand?
I have 97 poems.
Great. And which poem are you going to share with us
today? I'm going to read a poem called Heartbreak. That's two words. I heard that my heart was broken and decided to go down to have a look at it and see what it was like. Apparently, a number of other people heard the same thing, and as I walked, I had a small group around me, some of whom I knew, some of whom I did not. I stopped when I got to the bridge. I could hear a popping that sounded like popcorn hitting a steel lid. It grew in volume, then drifted away. I could hear some crows squabbling in the deeper woods. Then squirrels began something, moving through the trees. From the bridge, I could see the ocean. There were gray, shapeless objects, vessels, on it, near the horizon. As the light failed, the gray vessels began to glow like fireflies, flashing and blinking frantically. After a while, these too fizzled. Those who were with me gradually drifted below the bridge where they built campfires and sat talking in small groups. The wind began to pick up and chill the entire area. I turned to walk back to my home. An owl passed close by me. I could feel the air from his silent flapping brush my face. The crickets started. I began to feel the wind and pulled my jacket closer about me. Everything began to look hollow, like looking through a tunnel. I wondered if I found out anything. The air and then the sky began to look greasy. The stars began to slip, then to collide.
That was D.R. Wagner reading to us from his new book, 97 Poems, a poem called Heartbreak. D.R. Wagner is giving a poetry reading tomorrow night. That's March 7th, 2013. As part of the Poetry Night Reading Series, John Itzulis Gallery, 521 First Street, details at poetryindavis.com. You can even add your name as someone who's eager to attend that event. I expect it to sell out to the extent that a poetry reading ever sells out, because tickets are free, ladies and gentlemen. Just drop on by, and there will be an open mic that starts at 9 and then an after party that starts at about 10. D.R. Wagner is author of more than a score of books of poetry and letters, and a great number of striking and beautiful visuals. His most recent books are 97 Poems from Cold River Press, as well as a chapbook entitled Pentecost, and also Limited Means of Expression. D.R. Wagner, your book 97 Poems that you have in your hand there, does it have some sort of thematic connection with the 97 poems? I'm sure it's not just the number that's brought them together.
Oh, no, it's not just the number, although I did go after E.E. Cummings and tried to best him by a couple of poems from his 95 poems.
Sure.
And the book is divided thematically. I seem to do that. I've been doing that for a long time. I divide my books into sections, and I'm never quite sure how the sections relate to each other, but within the sections, seems to be a cohesiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I realize over the years of writing this stuff that there are characters that come in and out of the poems, and they'll be doing particular things, or they'll be in a particular landscape where they operate. And at this point in my life, they've become rather familiar. And when I'm writing, I'll say, oh, this is Ramon, who appears in some poems. He's doing this with these people at this time. Or I'm by myself and I'm flying, and I'm very fascinated with the sea, having sailed extensively for about a year on the high seas with no radio and no motor.
Wow.
So you get to know the sea pretty well, and it's...
You had better.
You had better, that's right. That sticks with me.
And I'm sure.
I've been writing quite a bit about things that have to do with nautical adventures.
Mm-hmm.
But this 97 poems is divided into 10 sections. And I think that for the reader, I think they'll find their way through it.
If you don't mind, could you say something about Cold River Press?
Yeah, Cold River Press is an independent press up in Grass Valley, California. It's operated by Dave Bowles, and Dave is also known as Bodie. He's a very fine artist. He did the cover for 97 poems,
mm-hmm.
and his publishing venture is very, very impressive. He's very interested in poets from the Sierra Slopes, and he champions them. I was delighted when I spoke to him initially about the book, and I am so pleased with how the object itself looks.
Yeah.
It's like the book I had always wanted, and Dave certainly produced it. It's easy. I can read it without my glasses on.
Yeah.
And it's very attractive. He did a lot of very important design considerations for the book that I just love. Everybody that I've shown it to in my department here at Davis thinks it's a splendid object as well.
That's terrific. And an amazing cover art, as you alluded to. And we see Dave Bowles sometimes right here in the city of Davis, for instance, for when we have flea markets. We've had them over at the East Street Plaza. We've had them over at Farmers Market Park. I think the next one is going to happen in the old Dimple Records / Tower Records building there on F Street. Once in a while, you'll see Dave Bowles hawking his books and his beautiful paintings at these events. And, of course, at more events up in Grass Valley.
Can't miss him. He's a big guy.
He is. As I said to him on Facebook earlier, I'm looking forward to shaking your muscular hand, Dave Bowles. Why don't we hear another poem from the book?
Okay. This is a rather a narrative poem. It's called The Winter North of Rolst, R-O-L. ZTK. And an old man is speaking here. He says, "Forgive me if I no longer remember the names of villages that lie to the north of Rolsk. It has been many years, and no one has spoken their names to me since that time. I can recall them after a fashion, and remember they were so lovely and bright and gay, and the women so beautiful. I also remember the dancing, how spirited it was at the time. Then, too, it was winter, and a cold one, with much snow most of the time, and wind like we'd never seen before or since. It whirled the snow so fiercely that it was next to impossible to see the buildings. We would knock on any door we could find, and we were always allowed in, given vodka, seated next to the fire, and we danced. The entire winter was passed this way. Before spring, we were required to leave. We took the dogs and left at night. The music inside the building still exciting, the women so beautiful, the interior so bright and filled with laughing and good feeling. We left before dawn, coursing into the throat of the storms, and made for the south. I cannot recall how long we traveled, but we were nearly out of food when we reached the Lodzak, the river, I mean, the river, surely you know it. Yet you are here asking me the names of those cities and discounting the tales we tell you. Forgive me if I can no longer remember these names. Names are not what the journey was ever about. Whatever it was about, it was not names, and we were so young and full of newness that it seems a dream. Yet I swear it was not. No, not at all.
That's wonderful. D.R. Wagner is my guest. Tell us again the title of that poem.
The Winter North of Rolsk.
And before I let you go, I wanted to ask, I'm really enjoying the narrative quality of the poems that you've shared today and that I've heard you read before. And I'm wondering if there are particular influences that you point to, either in poetry or in prose, that inform the narrative choices you make.
I believe very strongly so. Mm-hmm. Italo Calvino exercises in my brain on a regular basis. And Gabriel Marquez, whose birthday it is today, by the way.
All right.
He's strong. Alvaro Mutis, mm-hmm. who I love his writing. And Borges. Borges features in a lot of my poems. I sometimes think that he comes in and talks to me because he seems so anxious to get out of his body so he could do things like that.
Yeah.
So I think those people figure greatly into what I...
What great company you keep when you're walking down the streets of Davis or Sacramento.
Here, I do.
Yes. Well, D.R. Wagner has been my guest, and he's giving a poetry reading tomorrow evening at 521 First Street at the John Atsoulis Gallery as part of the Poetry Night reading series. If you'd like to find out more, you could visit poetryindavis.com. D.R., thanks so much for coming on the radio show.
Thank you, Dr. Andy. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Same here.